Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. For we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For indeed, in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven, inasmuch as we, having put it on, will not be found naked. For indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan, being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life. Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave to us the Spirit as a pledge. Therefore, being always of good courage, and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. Therefore, we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
As believers in Jesus Christ, we are assured of our salvation. We need not fear eternity, because we know that we will dwell with the Heavenly Father forever in paradise. What blessed assurance! But salvation is about more than simply getting into heaven. It's about the process of becoming increasingly like Jesus while we're living on earth. In fact, we will someday be asked to account for the way we used our opportunities, abilities, and resources here. In his parable of the talents, Jesus shared the importance of wisely investing all that our Father has bestowed on us. God gives his children different types and amounts of wealth, gifts, blessings, and talents. What matters to the Lord is the way we make use of them, not how much we have. Do we take what he's given and selfishly utilize it all for our own good and protection? Or do we generously and cheerfully use those gifts and skills to serve the Lord? Stop to consider your blessings. How do you utilize all that the Heavenly Father has bestowed upon you? Each one of us must choose how we are going to live. It is our responsibility to be faithful servants of the living God, doing whatever he calls us to do.